This podcast is proudly brought to you by POC Podcasts.
Son of a Son, a podcast unpacking how fatherhood makes better men.
Hello, hello and hello again. My name is Kgabo Legora and you tuned into Son of a Son, my podcast about me being a dad and talking to other dads about how we can raise better kids. And it's season two, baby. I'm so excited right now. Season one was really cool. It was an 8-part series with a few industry friends, some new people that I met along the way. So you can go check it out on any streaming platforms. Season two right now is a bit awkward because it is just me and the mic right now. I'm not even sitting across another dad, which is what I'm used to for this podcast. But we are here. Because we are within COVID-19, aka coronavirus. Our country, South Africa, has been in lockdown for 21 days. As I'm recording this, it is day 6. And it's serious. It's serious. Lives have been lost. Economies are really struggling. People have lost income. It's very strenuous on a lot of families, people, businesses, myself included. If you don't know, I'm a freelance content producer and rely heavily on social gathering. So right now, yeah, I'm feeling the brunt of it. And for those of you that don't know as well, I've got 4 kids that are not here today. I've shipped them off to their grandparents' house. So it's just me and my wife. And it's a great time. No, honestly, it is a great time. And I'm officially calling this one the lockdown series. I'm going to keep it short. I've been able to think quite a bit about a few things, especially when I get to think about what are other guys, what are other men facing right now in this time, during this lockdown. Right now, a lot of men are facing something that I believe is, it's a pain, it's a thorn in the flesh in our society, especially in South Africa, where we have this common stereotype in our society where men are seen or they deem themselves as the provider of the house, the guy that puts bread on the table. And it's fueled by this whole aspect of patriarchy. And what I've been thinking about for the most part has been this thing of like, you know, how are the interactions in people's homes now? Like, how are guys now viewing themselves in their family, in the dynamics with their wives and their kids? Is that, has this kind of like demasculated men in their homes feeling as though that, I'm losing potential income. I'm losing opportunities as it goes. I'm backed up against the wall involuntarily. And can I still uphold this identity that I've put on my shoulders, in my house, in my family, with my friends, whoever? And I think this is going to be a real struggle for a lot of guys. A lot of guys are going to have to face what I call the P word, which is pride. Reason I say that is because it is possibly the hardest thing to work through, to have this sense of I've got it covered, I can do it by myself, I don't want to show anyone that I'm desperate or I'm in need or I'm struggling. And well, to be honest, right now where we are in our country, this lockdown has really impacted a lot of people. And especially in my industry is full of like content producers, guys that shoot photography, and film. And the conversations that I've been having with a few of my friends, especially those that are dads, has been that a lot of guys are anxious. A lot of guys are actually like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. And so for me, like, it made me think about one thing, which is, it is okay to ask for help. So, you know, let me just play a few voice notes that I got from a few friends when I checked in on them. Have a listen.
This lockdown has been extremely difficult for me for two reasons. Firstly, it's because I cannot see my son as much as I've wanted to, because I have to be in lockdown for his safety and my safety, which is not really great for someone who doesn't live with their child. But, you know, we make do, so we speak via FaceTime, which is the best way to speak to him currently until the lockdown ends. And the second half that the lockdown has affected me on is my business, because, you know, we work on taking pictures at events and that's how we get paid. So if we don't work, then we don't get paid. So kind of like now, there has been no work for us, which has been quite a sad thing for us.
Well, as an artist, obviously no events, no gigging, no gatherings, no income, but also just disrupting the creative process, not being able to collaborate with other people because you can't meet up, and because the kids around, it's harder to like work because there's less time available in your day to do anything, because you have to teach the kids or like be present with the kids, take on the responsibilities since the nanny's not around. So like taking on extra responsibilities just around the house just leaves less time for you to actually be able to work and be creative.
It's serious. This thing is serious. Right now, my biggest thing that I'm learning right now is say something. Ask for help when you need help. People are not able to know what you need when you need it. But you find that in most cases, people are more than willing to help if they can help you. And so like my call to a lot of guys right now is that shove pride aside. There's no time to like uphold this sense of bravado that is not going to help you reach the next day, the next week, the next month, because you have a lot of things knocking on the door, whether it's rent, your car installments or subscriptions, whatever you want to call it. But there are people around you that probably love you enough to help you some way, somehow. And I know that in my case is that, you know, we've had people around us rally around us to help us when we need help. And we've also done the same for others around us. And I think it made me realize that we would never starve or be without shelter because of the people that we have in our lives. And I think that this is something that I believe is at the core of where we are in our country, because we have this word that we have clinched to for so many years, Ubuntu. Ubuntu means in English, you are who you are because of people. In Zulu, umuntu umuntu ngabantu, kaSpedi, my language, muntu ke muntu ngabantu. And that has been a core word, phrase, whatever we want to call it, that has sat in our community. And it speaks to this very thing, is that people are there to help us. Our president was there and saying that, listen, we need to rally together as communities and make sure that there's no one around us that is starving, that is not making it through to the next day, whether be it in health or in food or whatever the case is. And that's my lesson for this episode. My lesson is that it is okay to ask for help. It is okay to need help. Just actually speak up and ask for that help. So I ask of you one favor. Please like, please subscribe, please comment, say something, do something. I think that this is a valuable conversation for people to have in their homes, with their partners, with their kids, with their friends. So please do share the podcast with anyone around you. I still appreciate your love and support. Until next time, peace.
This is a POC podcast
powered by Blue Blood.